Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I know I've played this audio before. I played it after the Trump rally in Bozeman, but I gotta just record it again. It's going to be easier. Instead of going back into the Montana Talks archives and finding this audio, I'm just going to record it again. I just recorded it again, and now I just got to save it in the folder here. This was an absolutely powerful moment. I think if anybody was you know, skeptical of Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy prior to the Trump rally, if you watched him on the stage at the Trump rally in Bozeman, Montana, maybe that was your first time seeing him in person, getting to hear his full remarks unedited, unfiltered by the fake news media here in Montana, you were like, wow, this guy is the real deal. Chad Prather, he's a, you know, somewhat nationally well-known conservative commentator. He said this just a couple of days ago, and I think it was Fawn Mack who shared this with me over the weekend. He said the latest polls show Tim Sheehy leading against incumbent Senator John Tester. Republicans can capture control of the U.S. Senate if we win this race. Let's go, Montana. And so anyway, I'm gonna save that clip real fast here for you. And then I want to play that one once again here because I want to remind people just what a powerful candidate we've got here in Montana, which is why Chuck Schumer, Dick Durbin. I mean, these guys are like, Dick Durbin was practically in tears. He was quoted, he was being interviewed by one of the news outlets back in Washington, D.C., and he said it, quote, breaks my heart. He said in an interview that Tester's rough re-election, quote, breaks my heart. I've still got my fingers crossed he's going to pull it out. So that's why these guys in the fake news media and the Democrats are pulling out all the stops they can here in the silly season and the season of desperation for the desperate John Tester, who is desperate to hold on to power. But I think I shared this tweet from Tim Sheehy via X last week. Two-faced John Tester's liberal D.C. bosses say they'll be heartbroken if they lose John Tester, the number one recipient of lobbyist cash and the deciding vote for the disastrous Biden-Harris agenda. Montana, it's time to save America and fire John Tester. The random story I was going to start with here this morning, though, deals with the Washington Redskins. Oh, wait, I forgot. They're not called that anymore because they refuse to show honor and respect to Native Americans because a bunch of liberal white guys like George Soros told them, oh no, you shouldn't honor the family from the Blackfeet Nation in Montana. No, the woke white liberals demand that you drop the Washington Redskins logo. So the Washington Commanders, or whatever they're called now, they had a ceremony to honor the family over the weekend, but it was a private ceremony. Why was it a private ceremony? Why didn't they make the ceremony public? Apparently, I wasn't the only one with that question. So that'll be one of the random start stories. So I played this audio. It was a video posted to X by Robbie Starbuck, where he goes after this fake, phony BS attack on a Montana firefighting company. Anyway, it's all tied into the U.S. Senate race here in Montana. Robbie Starbuck lays it out. After I played the audio on Montana Talks, I had a bunch of listeners say, hey, Aaron, can you share the link to that video? I want to go watch it. I want to go share it with my friends. Go to MontanaTalks.com or download the Montana Talks app. You'll see it there.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I'm pulling up the audio right now, and so I'll play that clip of Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy at the Trump rally in Bozeman that caught Chad Prather's eye over the weekend as yet another poll comes in showing Tim Sheehy with a good lead. Now, you can't take anything for granted because it comes down to your work and the ground game and get out the vote efforts and everything like that. But here is what Tim Sheehy said that caught the eye of Chad Prather. I had to edit out, of course, one word because, you know, Tim Sheehy was pretty fired up. So we had to edit out one word that we can't use on the radio.
But I'll tell you another thing. America is at a crossroads. And when I discovered that, I've never run for anything in my life. I haven't run for student council. I haven't run for Congress or anything else. But when I watched the sacrifice of my friends, whose names I still wear on my wrist, we fought hard in Afghanistan. We answered our nation's call. And I still fly water bombers to this day. I protect our public lands. Just last week, I was out water bomber protecting your land. And I was flying water bombers in California by day, and by night I was on my phone trying to get American citizens, allies, interpreters, people that fought alongside us to fight the terrorists. Joe Biden abandoned them in Afghanistan. He left them behind. And he left billions of dollars of equipment. And in the wake of that, I got involved in politics. I said, enough is enough. I'm sick of this bullshit. We got to save this country.
You could hear the chants of USA, USA after that, after those remarks were made. I can't remember if that was earlier in his remarks or if that was when President Trump, I think that was earlier in his remarks before President Trump invited him back up to the stage when President Trump was up there speaking. Speaking of President Trump, obviously we've got a lot ready to roll, a lot of coverage ready to roll for you. You've already heard the big story in the Fox News update at the top of the hour. You probably heard the news over the weekend. Another assassination attempt on President Trump. Another assassination attempt. If you missed the news, let's give you the basic details here first.
The former president was playing the fifth hole when Secret Service agents spotted the suspect and opened fire. According to authorities, the suspect, Ryan Wesley Ruth, was around 300 to 500 yards from Trump. The suspect fled the area in his car, which was quickly spotted on I-95 after a witness saw and took a photo of the vehicle and license plate. He was stopped and arrested. Trump is now praising law enforcement for swiftly removing him from danger, saying, quote, "I want to thank the U.S. Secret Service, Sheriff Rick Bradshaw, and his Office of Brave and Dedicated Patriots, and all of law enforcement for the incredible job done today at Trump International in keeping me safe." Brooke Singman, Fox News.
All right, now Brooke Singman has not only the basic story that you just heard there about this second assassination attempt on President Donald J. Trump, but she's got the latest on what we know about this deranged nut job leftist.
He is originally from North Carolina, and he moved to Hawaii in 2017. He has prior arrests for drug possession, driving without a license, expired inspection, and operating a vehicle without insurance. And back in 2002, he barricaded himself into his roofing company's office during a three-hour standoff with police following a traffic stop. Ruth's son telling the Daily Mail, quote, "He's not a violent person. He's a hard worker, a great dad. He's a great dude, a nice guy."
I'm sure he is. Yeah, sure he is. Have you guys seen the photo of this guy? I mean, you just look at his face and you're like, okay, that was the guy that was yelling at you to wear a mask 3 years ago, and you told that guy, "Get the hell out of my face, man." This guy has the look of a lot of these deranged leftists, you know, the people that tell you they wish the shooter didn't miss. He has that, where's your mask? Where's your mask? You know, the guy that was lecturing you 3 years ago. And it's like, dude, why don't you stay home if you're so freaked out about the coronavirus? Instead, he's getting in everybody's face, you know, breaking this social distancing 6 foot thing that never really mattered anyway. So that he can, where's your mask? Where's your mask? And the guy, he's just got the nutty eye, look in his eye and everything that goes with the people that are still wearing masks, oftentimes. Not everybody, but most of them, of course. Let's see. Riley Gaines, the number one female college swimming athlete until they allowed men to swim as women. And then she did not get the number one trophy, of course, because they gave it to a dude instead. Who, you know, claimed to be a woman but did nothing to really make himself look like a woman, and then sure seemed to have a good time undressing in the women's locker room there. Riley Gaines, man, she had a great response after this second assassination attempt on President Donald J. Trump. She said, President Trump 2, the deep state 0. That's the score. But man, look at how pathetic the mainstream, look at how pathetic NBC News is. Listen to Lester Holt's report on NBC News. In the wake of the assassination attempt on Trump, he attacks President Trump.
Today's apparent assassination attempt comes amid increasingly fierce rhetoric on the campaign trail itself. Mr. Trump, his running mate J.D. Vance, continue to make baseless claims about Haitian immigrants in Ohio. This weekend, there were new bomb threats in that town.
Anyway, John Jackson saw this via X. He says, you do not hate the media enough.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, this week, ranchers who graze America's public lands will be in Grand Junction, Colorado for the Public Lands Council's annual meeting. NCBA President and Wyoming rancher Mark Isley says keeping livestock on public lands is important to both ranchers and consumers.
40% of the cattle that end up on the consumer's plate in the West run through public lands. It's the best way to maintain wildlife, riparian areas, water quality, and of course, we're seeing fire control. Where they're not grazing and they're not using timber, that we have this huge fire problem. Livestock and grazing is the answer. Plus, that's critically important for all the local economies and what that means to folks just trying to make a living and steward their lands.
Now, some of the topics to be covered this week include the Bureau of Land Management's new public lands rule, NEPA, sage grouse, solar development, and more. The Public Lands Council's annual meeting runs September 17th through the 19th, again in Grand Junction, Colorado. So if you haven't done so yet, please make plans to join us by visiting publiclandscouncil.org. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Ranchers, will you help 10-year-old cowboy Grant Heaton find a cure for Duchenne muscular dystrophy? DMD is a rare genetic disease in juvenile boys that destroys all muscle. Grant's dad, Paul Heaton.
There's no cure, really anything we can do to stop it. So the only other way we could fight was for a cure.
Consign a portion of your cattle sales to the Calves to Cure DMD All-Class Cattle Sale September 19th, 1 p.m. at Billings Livestock Commission. Visit Calves to Cure DMD online or call BLS for details.
With harvest season in full swing, NPGA encourages producers to know before you go and utilize State Grain Labs for grading before you haul your crop in for a final price. Proper harvesting is also crucial to maximizing profits. Be aware of spots that were hailed on, dry, or had disease. Ensure equipment is set properly and moisture content is right. Taking time at harvest will help ensure you receive a premium price at the elevator. For more harvest tips, visit northernpulse.com.
Well, the U.S. Grains Council's delegates have elected Verity Ulibarri as the organization's new chairwoman. She operates a family farm in New Mexico. And this morning, talks about what she'd like to get to work on.
One is to increase the awareness internationally of not just U.S. agriculture, but production agriculture in general, and how important that is, not just globally, but on an individual basis. No matter where you are in the world, you still need to eat, and you still need to have some form of energy, whether that be for your body or to get around or do the things you need to do in your daily life.
And of course, the U.S. Grains Council helps market those high-quality commodities like barley and corn that we raise right here in this region to customers around the world. And finally this morning, no question, time is running out for Congress to pass a new farm bill that would help to address an agricultural economy that's in a downward spiral. That's why more than 300 agricultural organizations have sent a letter to House and Senate leadership stressing this urgency. Of course, just recently, estimated 2024 net farm income for U.S. farmers and ranchers was projected to be down another $55.5 billion, or more than a 27% drop from 2022. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, yeah. Everybody gets to claim to be a Republican. Everybody's a Republican now. Have you noticed that? Tim and Savage must have noticed that. He sent us a message over the weekend on the Montana Talks app. Oh, and now the latest ad has women claiming to be lifelong Republicans, but are going to vote for Tester because of Tim Sheehy's pro-life position. Seriously? Well, oh yeah, as if the Republican Party was never a pro-life party until now. The Republican Party was never a pro-life party until Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy decided to run for the United States Senate. All of a sudden, this lady in this TV commercial says, "I've always been a Republican, but this guy's pro-life, so I'm not going to vote for him." Who believes this? Who even believes any of this garbage? I mean, it's just, you just have to laugh when you watch these John Tester campaign commercials. Apparently, they aren't working because it's just like every time a new poll comes out, things just look worse and worse for this fake, phony, flip-flop, flat-top John Tester. I think it's that same commercial. I can't remember if it's that one or another. You know, I don't watch too much TV, but I was watching a little bit of, some streaming programs over the weekend. Caught the UFC fight on Saturday night with Helena Montana's Sugar Sean O'Malley. We can talk about that if you want a little later. But anyway, so I've finally been seeing some of these ads. One of these Republicans for Tester guys is a guy by the name of Justin, is it Schaff or is it Schaff? This guy is basically a Democrat Twitter troll. And the reason why I remember his name is because he was the guy who was constantly saying how great Steve Bullock was. He was saying how great former Democrat Governor Steve Bullock's lockdowns and mask mandates were. I remember this guy constantly whining and complaining about things you said or things I said back in 2020, especially because he loved the Democrats. He loved Steve Bullock's lockdowns and mask mandates and more. The guy is a Democrat Twitter troll. Heck, he's no different than Ryan Bussey, the Democrat candidate for governor. Oh, that's right. Ryan Bussey also claimed that he once was a Republican. Does anybody believe that? No. I mean, give me a break. They have a guy who is a hardcore Democrat liberal troll in one of their campaign commercials. Oh, I'm a lifelong Republican. Yeah, sure you are, buddy. Like, I've looked through your Twitter, your X, thread here. By the way, that same guy was saying how excited he was that this eco-terrorist Tracy Stone Manning was going to be put in charge of the Bureau of Land Management. That's how far left this guy is. So it's just like, these are just the phoniest campaign commercials, but apparently most people are seeing through it because...
Just listening to Fox News.
All right.
There you go. More details on a second assassination attempt against President Donald J. Trump. And even though the Secret Service has all sorts of resources, even though they've gotten budget increase after budget increase after budget increase, it still sounds like President Trump is being shortchanged when it comes to being provided true Secret Service protection. What an outrage. But I tell you what, I know many of you are going to make sure that you're tuning in to Dan Bongino later this morning, for those of you that get Dan Bongino on your local radio station, because as a former Secret Service agent, he's going to be all over this story. In fact, some of what he shared, we can probably get to here later this morning already. Senator Lindsey Graham has played this very golf course with President Trump multiple times. He joined Trey Gowdy on Fox News last night with his kind of instant reaction. Here's what Lindsey Graham had to say.
Well, thank you, Trey. Yeah, I'm just very grateful this was stopped. Appreciate the protected detail, but there's so many questions to be answered. How could this happen in the fashion it did? So my day started. I did Fox News Sunday, and right after the show, President Trump called, and he was about to go play golf with Steve Woodcock. And, you know, I couldn't get there. I was supposed to play, but I couldn't get down. And he said, you know, we talked a little bit about politics. And I said, well, just forget about all that. Go enjoy yourself. Have a good round of golf. So later on, not a couple hours later, whenever it was, he called me and he said, hey, I'm around, surrounded by like 500 cops. They got a guy with an AK-47. He didn't know the real details, but shots were fired. He praised the Secret Service, but they had had him taken off the course. And he said, there's like 500 cops around. I said, are you okay? And he says, yeah, yeah. He said, I was 200 after five. So he's quite a guy. That's all I can say. And I'm just very grateful that the worst didn't happen, and I'm pissed that this could happen again. And what you said about lowering the rhetoric and engaging differently is absolutely essential.
I mean, for a guy.
All right, there you go. Yeah, that was part of what Lindsey Graham had to say with Trey Gowdy last night. I love that line when I was listening to it, the playback earlier this morning, when Senator Lindsey Graham asked President Trump, are you okay? And his response was, yeah, I was two under after five. He talks about how good his golf game was doing before they were so rudely interrupted here by a second assassination attempt against President Trump's life. Let's see, what else do we got ready to roll for you? Let's see, Newt Gingrich on illegal aliens voting, some economic news. Man, a lot. Tom Cotton fact-checking Kamala Harris, claiming that there's no American troops in harm's way in a combat zone. That and much more after this.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Sprague. Heavy rains last week may have been good news for fire season, but they also aggravated the runoff and flooding problems that happened post-fire season. Some people were stranded when the heavy rains hit the Riverside Campground on Canyon Ferry, where there's a burn scar from this summer's Horse Gulch fire. The Lewis and Clark County Sheriff says no one was hurt, but there's a lot of debris to clean up, and it's a reminder of being careful around any of the burn areas as rains continue this week. Fire activity was minimal on the various fires burning in the Bitterroot over the weekend, and fire crews are really starting to make progress with containment. The railroad daily fires have burned nearly 8,000 acres in total, but crews have a line around 40% of the railroad blaze and 18% on the daily fire. Area closures remain in effect, including the Escalco Backcountry Highway. Firefighters now have 46% containment on the Johnson Fire on the East Fork of the Bitterroot. Fire crews have also made headway in the cooler weather on that dangerous short draw fire on the Montana-Wyoming border. That fire has slowed after burning over 35,000 acres with 27% containment. The Powder River and Campbell County Sheriff's offices have lifted all evacuation orders and warnings. The cooler weather might slow the crowds at Yellowstone and Glacier National Park, but it looks like both parks might be close to near-record crowds again in 2024. Jason Laird has the update.
More people are going to Yellowstone National Park. That's according to park officials who released data for the month of August, showing the number of recreation visits last month was roughly 6% more compared to August of 2023. This year's total number is also ahead of visitation from 2023, but a slight decrease from 2021. Nearly 4 million visitors have been counted so far this year as of the end of August. Reporting for the Montana State News Network, I'm Jason Laird.
Billings police trying to sort through details of another chase that resulted in traffic fatalities over the weekend. It started with a high-speed chase on Broadwater that ended in a collision that resulted in two deaths. This is the Montana State News Network.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
Whew, man, I'm only like one tiny little cup of coffee into my morning this morning. I'm slacking on you guys here. 406-294-0970 if you want to jump in on the conversation here. Dan Bongino, let me just get this one out here right now since we were just talking about the Trump assassination attempt. Here we go. This is what Dan Bongino shared via X early yesterday afternoon after shots were fired at the golf course where President Trump was golfing, and it's now been confirmed, of course, a second assassination attempt on President Trump's life. Dan Bongino, a former Secret Service agent and national syndicated talk show host who is on the radio right after Montana Talks on 970 KBUL Billings and 1450 KMMS Bozeman. I think Butte, you got the Clay and Buck show. It sounds like they got a great show as well. But Dan says this: it looks like it was an off-the-record movement for President Trump, an OTR. Security is handled differently for OTR movements, and this policy may have to change moving forward. The Secret Service loses any element of surprise with an OTR movement with President Trump because he's so recognizable, and his in-town schedule can be predictable. Working with my contacts now to get out accurate information, I will provide a thorough update on my show Monday. And he says more on X and True Social as he gets it. So I'll have to check Dan Bongino's latest True Social and X, tweets to see if he shared anything after that. Let's see. Where do we go next? Okay, I know where we'll go next. The debate between President Trump and Kamala Harris and the two ABC fake news anchors. Because, of course, it was 1-on-3 as President Trump not only survived the ambush from that last debate, the ambush, fake, phony fact check from ABC fake news, but he really, looking at the polls, he is doing even better in polling after that debate than he was doing before the debate. So that's kind of interesting. But there were several opportunities where these ABC fake news anchors could have fact-checked Kamala Harris. Here is one of them. I think this clip starts with the soundbite from Kamala Harris at that presidential debate
This was on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo, which I believe is the Sunday morning talk show now. And she was interviewing Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton, a fellow Iraq and Afghanistan war veteran who was just here in Montana, Lewistown. He was in our Montana Talk studios. He was here in Montana alongside fellow Iraq and Afghanistan war veteran and Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy. But I think it starts with Kamala Harris's false soundbite and then the fact check from fellow veteran Tom Cotton.
And as of today, there is not one member of the United States military who is in active duty in a combat zone in any war zone around the world, the first time this century.
Senator, I guess the fact checkers took the night off. Your reaction?
Yeah, Maria, I don't know where those two moderators were fact-checking Kamala Harris with that lie, as with so many of her other lies. I guess they were busy wrongly fact-checking President Trump. Kamala Harris's claims that there are no American troops in a war zone, I bet would come as a surprise to the thousands of troops we still have in places like Iraq and Syria. They're getting repeatedly hit by mortars and drones and other attacks by Iranian-backed terrorists because Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have appeased and emboldened the Ayatollahs for 4 years. It would probably come as a surprise to all of the sailors we have in the Red Sea who are facing the constant threat of missile attacks from rebels and outlaws in Yemen that, again, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have turned a blind eye to, that they took off the terrorist list in their first days in office after Donald Trump had put them on the list, that just this morning fired a ballistic missile into Israel. Kamala Harris's lie about American troops not facing danger in war zones around the world is just one more example of why she's a weak, failed San Francisco liberal who is not up to the job of being our commander-in-chief.
By the way, you can find that full video. TheDailyWire.com has this headline, Tom Cotton blasts Kamala Harris over her lie about American troops. Now, meanwhile, somebody else, this was kind of funny. You got to be able to laugh at crazy times like these, right? Somebody, who was it that had this? Oh, Andrew Cuff. Andrew Cuff said this via X yesterday afternoon. Trump has now undergone more assassination attempts than Harris has undergone serious interviews. Donald Trump has had more assassination attempts against his life than Kamala Harris has had serious news interviews done since she was basically crowned the Democrat presidential candidate with after basically no votes by the American people. But anyway, she did an interview with a local ABC affiliate. Which ABC affiliate was this? Anyway, it was some ABC affiliate, I think back in Pennsylvania. And one of the things that ABC News failed to fact check Kamala Harris on was right out the gates. You remember the first question in that debate was are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And she didn't even answer the question. And instead, she goes into this word salad where she downplays the wealth that she actually was raised with, makes it sound like she was just, oh, poor middle class kid, whatever. No, you actually, when you were living in Canada, actually had a very nice house. So spare us the whole, I was just a poor middle class kid word salad. But anyway, she was asked about the economy. And really just an easy question by this ABC news guy. And then she gives yet another word salad response.
When we talk about bringing down price.
Oh, hold on. Let me see if I got the right. Oh, yeah, here we go. That's the right one. Yeah.
When we talk about bringing down prices and making life more affordable for people, yeah. What are one or two specific things you have in mind for that?
Well, I'll start with this. I grew up a middle class kid. My mother raised my sister and me. She worked very hard. She was able to finally save up enough money to buy our first house when I was a teenager.
All right, anyway, so the word salad goes on and on and on. I would play another 60 seconds of the word salad, but we'd have to get permission from ABC to share a lengthier clip with you here. But nothing but a total word salad. She was asked a very easy question about two simple things she would do to help the economy. that her and Joe Biden have destroyed, and she couldn't even answer the question. All right, let's go into the phone lines here. Tim in Billings. Tim, thanks for the call. What's on your mind this morning?
Morning, Aaron. I like to think of it as Trump has survived more assassination attempts than Kamala Harris has survived primaries.
Yeah, that's right. You
know,
yeah.
She hasn't survived a primary. He survived two assassination attempts. And, you know, I know there's a lot of wild stuff out on social media about this guy already, and a lot of people have screenshotted all of his accounts and stuff like that. And there's some serious allegations of ties to a potential handler who is ex-CIA, who is part of the RAND Corporation, who's Asian, and then she is tied to some people who have 30-year careers in the CIA, former directors. Honestly, I mean, as a person who... I'm just a pretty simple guy, but what kind of weirdo has all these ties to government agencies and is supposedly just a roofer or builds tiny houses? I mean, there's just so many questions. I think that there's elements within the CIA that do some stuff. I mean, Gary Webb, if you're familiar with him, he exposed how the CIA was trafficking drugs into America to fund the Contras in South America, and then committed suicide by shooting himself in the back of the head twice. You know, there's some elements in our government that are pretty crappy, and I think that they're lashing out, and I think Donald Trump is in so much danger right now, especially since he's building an alliance of not only former Democrats, but independents, you know, the Kennedy nominee era endorsement, the Gabbard endorsement, all these people who are coming under the Trump tent. I've got to terrify these people who want to live in darkness and clandestine worlds and do all of it at our expense and in our supposed name. Because I've always said, don't do in the dark of night in my name what you would not do in the light of day in your own name.
Hey, did you see the response of, remember Colonel Cupcake Alexander Vindman.
That's Lieutenant Vindman to you.
Colonel Cupcake. Well, apparently his wife is quite the sweetheart. Her response to this assassination attempt on President Trump. Tim, if you can, stand by. I'll share that with you and get your reaction right after the break.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
There are two supporters masquerading as journalists at Disney ABC. They said, for example, the crime was down. Well, we have new numbers from the DOJ. He said this during the debate. And now the Department of Justice comes out with their numbers. Violent crime is up 37% under the Harris-Biden administration. Under the Harris-Biden administration, rape is up 42%, robbery up 63%. Assault up 34%. Stranger violence up 61%. Violent crime with a weapon up 63%. Motor vehicle theft is up 42%. But really the biggest lies that we're now facing in these, you know, final days in this campaign are about herself and who she is and everything she has ever stood for.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
You know, this is getting out of control. Our government is sinking $1 trillion in debt every 100 days. That's right, $1 trillion every 100 days. Do you want to bail the government out of debt? I didn't think so. I know I sure don't. This is Linda, and when I worry about the national debt, I turn to safe haven assets like gold and silver. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, free gold, and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Safeguard your money with physical gold and silver before it's too late. That's what I did. Call 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Candidates Committee. DSUC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
This is hilarious. Cybertruck guy planned a road trip to Montana and documented it.
COVID-19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer. Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Tim and Billings stayed on the phone lines with us, which, and I'm glad because I wanted to get his reaction to this story here. You guys remember who Colonel Cupcake is, right? If John Jackson the Joker from Twitter was here with us, he'd know exactly who we're talking about. So Vindman is this guy who, in full military uniform, testified before Congress and took part in the coup against Donald J. Trump. He wore his military uniform to testify in one of the impeachment hearings, and the guy is just a left-wing political hack. I personally hold Vindman him. So Vindman, I don't know if you guys knew this, Vindman is Ukrainian, and I hold Vindman responsible for the death of his fellow innocent Ukrainians. Because if Donald J. Trump were still the president of the United States, we would not have seen this slaughter of the Ukrainian people. We would not have had this invasion of Ukraine. Vindman, you bear part of the responsibility for what is taking place. Ultimately, of course, it's Vladimir Putin and his vicious attacks against the Ukrainian people. But Vindman, you played a role, because if Donald J. Trump were still the president, we would not have had this invasion of Ukraine. Vindman's wife, this is the headline from the dailywire.com. Vindman's wife mocks Trump's near killing at the hands of a fellow Ukraine loyalist. So this guy was apparently crazy over the Ukraine war, this guy that fired shots at President Trump. Rachel Vindman wrote, "No ears were harmed. Carry on with your Sunday afternoon." She later added, "Sorry you're triggered. I mean, no, I'm not. I don't care a little bit." These people are nuts. I think the Vindmans are a threat to American national security, if you ask me, not to mention Ukrainian security. Tim, your thoughts?
Absolutely. You're spot on 100%. And they're the same type of people, especially, that if you were to say a man can't get pregnant, they would want you fired. They'd want you silenced. They'd want you thrown in some sort of political gulag. But they can joke around about an assassination attempt. They can joke around about stuff because they are the influential class, and we are the uninfluential class. They have the ties to the government. How many Ukrainians have done like since Vindman helped the coup in the United States? But man, they kept that money laundering scheme just a rolling right along. And you know that the attempted assassin, he appeared in a propaganda film with the Azov Battalion, who has some questionable ties to fascism and Nazis in Europe. So it's just a little crazy that these people all seem to be connected somehow, and they all seem to always get all the money from the taxpayers, right? We're supposed to just shut up, pay the bill, and go back to work, sir, because that's all they want is neo-feudalism, where they are the lords and the ladies, and we're the serfs, and we just pay for their gravy.
And they keep sending billions to fund another war, but then claim that we're not funding a war. And then they keep putting troops in harm's way, but then claim that troops are not in harm's way, and never once get fake checked by ABC fake news during that entire debate. Tim, great to hear from you. Thank you so much for the call. Hey, if fellow veterans, I know there's a ton of you out there. Hey, maybe this isn't something that would help you, but maybe this is something that you have a friend, you have a fellow veteran that could really use this type of a service. If you know a veteran who's got several missing or failed teeth, I'm talking just a bunch of bad teeth, that's painful, it harms their, you know, their confidence, they don't want to smile in public because their teeth are all messed up. Yellowstone Family Dental, they've got a committee put together. They want to give a full dental implant service free of charge to a veteran. You can nominate a veteran right now. Please nominate a veteran for this. This is a cool deal that Yellowstone Family Dental is offering up. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com. MontanaDentalImplants.com. Nominate a veteran right now.